In the latest report, the U.S. Department of Agriculture reduced the U.S. cotton crop by 500,000 bales to 18 million bales. This included a 600,000 bale reduction in Texas as a result of lower yields. Dr. Jody Campici, Vice President of Economics and Policy Analysis for the National Cotton Council, joins us to take a closer look at the latest report.
The Texas yield estimate was reduced to 731 pounds per acre as compared to 786 pounds per acre last month. The average U.S. yield decreased to 871 pounds compared to 895 in the September forecast. The U.S. crop continues to be behind schedule, but harvest is progressing across the belt, with U.S. mill use and exports unchanged from the September report. Ending stocks are 500,000 bales lower at 3.2 million bales. The U.S. shipment pace will need to increase to meet USDA's export estimate of 15.5 million bales for the 2021 crop year. The 2021 season average farm price for upland cotton is forecast to be a record high 90 cents per pound. This would be 6 cents higher than last month and nearly 2% above the previous record of 88.3 cents in 2011. For the world balance sheet, USDA reduced consumption to 103 million bales due to a 1 million bale decline in China. World production is higher, mostly due to a somewhat surprising 1.5 million bale increase in Pakistan's production estimate. Along with the reduction in the U.S. crop, USDA also reduced the projected size of India's crop. World-ending stocks in 2021 are projected to be 450,000 bales higher than in September, but still 3.2 million bales lower than last year. Over the last few weeks, world cotton prices have averaged over 115 cents per pound, at least 40% higher than a year ago. Based on the higher price level, USDA reduced the annual world cotton consumption growth rate to 2.9% as compared to 3.8% in September. Strong demand, production uncertainties, spec buying, mill fixations, and inflation concerns are all contributing to this current high price environment. Going forward, we will be watching for signs of price rationing. China did purchase less U.S. cotton this past week. Prices were trading 10 cents higher than the previous week, but it was also a Chinese holiday celebration and most businesses were closed, so that could also partially explain the reduced sales.